This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. North Korea says its latest ballistic missile test was a warning to South Korea. The North Korean statement was carried on state media and directed at South Korean military warmongers. The test raises fresh doubts about working-level nuclear talks that were supposed to resume shortly after last month's meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump. North Korea has ignored U.S. requests to restart the talks. Instead, it has repeatedly complained about South Korea's recent acquisition of U.S. F-35 fighter jets, as well as upcoming U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises. The U.S. military says Iran has test-fired a medium-range missile. The anonymous official said the missile fired Wednesday did not threaten shipping or U.S. military bases in the area. The test came as tensions in the region have heightened following recent attacks on tankers and drones. More than 1,000 people staged a sit-in at a Hong Kong airport on Friday. The demonstrators and airport staff warned visitors of recent demonstrations that have led to injuries and also criticized police response. The protests stem from a call to end the now suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to China for trial. Temperature records are being broken across Europe. Hot air moving from the Sahara region has caused temperatures to rise. France, the Netherlands, Germany, and Belgium all experienced the hottest days on record Thursday. U.S. officials arrested 16 Marines Thursday in what appears to be a human smuggling operation in Southern California. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Newly appointed